Good morning, friends. This is Doug Fletcher, and today I'm sharing with you an excerpt from my new book, How to Win Client Business. Today's excerpt is from chapter 20, Transparency is Good, Right? How and when to be transparent. Transparency is can be a tricky topic for, you know, for many. There's a wide variety of beliefs as it relates to how transparent we should be in the work setting and with our professional ecosystem. And I'm going to share with you my take on this, and I hope it's helpful as you navigate this topic in your own life. Chapter 20, Transparency is Good, Right? How and when to be transparent. Why undersharing is a path to irrelevancy. Earlier, we heard from marketing guru Seth Godin on the importance of finding our tribe. We learned from Seth that humans are wired to seek out others who share common interest. This is why transparency is important, because it relates to sharing our personal interest and beliefs. Some believe that it's a bad idea to be transparent about our personal interest and our professional lives. If we share with others who we are and what we believe in, we may turn some people off. And if we turn some people off by sharing who we are, then we shrink our pool of prospective clients. And if we shrink the pool of prospective clients, we have fewer opportunities for winning client business. Why would we want to be transparent? I think this mindset of never offend anyone is a slippery slope to irrelevancy. I was recently listening to a podcast interview between Seth Godin and the editor of Inc. magazine. Seth said something almost as a side comment that really changed the way I think about transparency. Here's what he said. Independent of whether you are an individual or a large company, you will either be judged or ignored. When it finally sunk in, his comment helped me see more clearly why great brands take a point of view about things, such as Nike's support for Colin Kaepernick. I immediately grabbed my notebook and began sketching out a flowchart to illustrate Seth's point. When we're transparent about what we believe in and what our interests are, we are judged by others. This is scary for many of us. We were raised by caring parents who emphasized the philosophy of not offending anyone. Don't stand out, fit in. Better to swim with the current. When it comes to business, though, not sticking out leads to being ignored. When we're judged, people either love us or not. They're either drawn to what our brand stands for or not. And guess what? This is a good thing. Because in turning people on, we find our tribe of people who love what we stand for and what our brand stands for. When we follow those who love our brand message, as shared through transparency, we find our tribe and begin to build authentic relationships with our audience. I call this following the love. When we are transparent with others about our interests and beliefs, some will love us. This is our tribe. Losing a portion of the market due to transparency is a much better alternative than being ignored by everyone. When we aren't transparent about what our brand stands for, corporate or personal, we don't turn anyone off. It seems right, but it's not. By not being transparent about who we are and what our brand stands for, no one becomes a raving fan. So share your authentic brand and follow the love. Being ignored is a quick path to irrelevancy. Finding your tribe of raving fans is about being true to who you are. You may lose a portion of the market due to not having common ground, but you'll more than make up for the loss with a loyal group of colleagues who share your interest. It's the reason you'll see a business put the Christian fish symbol in their store window. Chick-fil-A, a privately held company, is closed on Sundays due to its Christian values. Those who are also Christians will be drawn in due to common values. Those who aren't won't. Patagonia is another good example. Its founder, Yvon Chouinard, is an outspoken environmental steward. Those who align with Patagonia's strong environmental stance become loyal customers. Others won't. It's better to be loved by 20% of the market than ignored by 100% of it. I take a strong stand in my writing regarding certain business approaches that I believe in. For example, my views on cold calling and likability. I come out pretty strong in my opinions and observations on these topics. Not everyone is going to agree with me, And I've had some interesting conversations with radio talk show hosts who disagree with my point of view. It's better to find those who align with my belief system through transparency than having 100% of the market ignore me. Being true to who you are is the purest form of transparency. You'll have to find the right way to be transparent that feels good to you. My personal belief is that it's best to be true to who you are and share this openly with others through small talk and in your personal bio, and you'll go a long way to forming trust with those who you wish to serve. Well, there you go, friends. There's today's excerpt, chapter 20, from my new book, How to Win Client Business. I hope this was helpful in some way as you navigate this topic in your personal life and professional life, and I hope you have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.